Attention, BNI Heartland podcast listener. Thanks to your support, our podcast is growing. We've moved the podcast to allow for more growth and more features. If you're hearing this, your subscription or link is from our old feed. Follow us into the future. Search your provider for the BNI Heartland podcast or go to podcast.bniheartland.com to link to our new location. And as always, you can email us at podcast.bniheartland.com. Now, on with the podcast. This is the BNI Heartland Podcast, featuring tips and ideas to grow your business through referrals and networking, and supporting and educating BNI members in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Western Iowa, and around the world.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland, and we have quite the full house in Subaville Studios. We have local Omaha Area Director and Social Media Specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, say hi.
Hello.
And we also have International Trainer and Speaker and Executive Director of BNI Heartland, Vince Vigneri. Vince, say hi.
Hola.
So today we have everybody in the studio, and this is the second time that we have done this. Now, the first time we did it, Ray was our mediator because Vince and I went back and forth on the RISE concept. We both kind of had different opinions on it, so Ray made sure that we were fair. But today, we came together because we all had a good view on a topic that I think is very important for today, as today we are celebrating...
Many people are celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
But we're not? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you're not in the most green outfit I've ever seen you in, Brandon.
This is a true story. So being today, St. Patrick's Day, we wanted to talk about drinking.
Right? What?
Yeah, drinking.
That's what we're talking about?
We are talking about drinking today.
There's a little bit of that going on today, so it seems kind of topical at this point.
There may have been some.
I don't think it's topical.
More internal? Yeah, got it.
Gotcha.
But we thought a topic, on a serious note, a topic to talk about would be drinking at a BNI meeting, at networking events, or just socially overall. Because, and a lot of you have heard this concept on these podcasts, in our education pieces, but perception is reality. And I think we're going to touch on that as we go through each of our different topics today. So overall, just keep that in mind as we're talking about these. And there's exceptions to every rule, and we are not the end-all, be-all of these concepts. But I know Vince has been around a lot of BNI meetings internationally and locally.
I feel like I just aged right there with that statement.
Good age, like wine, right? Like wine.
Good save.
And I am currently going to a lot of networking events, and generally those have drinking involved. And Ray, you are a beer connoisseur, right?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but sure. I know the guys that are even more hardcore than me. I'm somewhere in the middle, but yes. I'm probably on the high side of average with that, so sure.
Good. So he goes to events that there is drinking, but it's more like a wine tasting. And in theory, you don't drink the wine in a wine tasting if you're going to be like a long wine tasting, right? And that's so you can keep your mind clear to savor and enjoy. And he's very good at savoring and enjoying and talking about beer.
I'll take that.
If we can just get this straight, though, in 3 minutes, you've now aged me and let Ray know that he's above average.
Yeah, well, how's that make you feel, Vince?
I'm pretty good. We haven't said anything about you yet, so...
Well, that's your choice, not mine. That's why I host this, so I am untouchable. So we're going to go right into the topic today.
I think that was a challenge. That's the way I took it.
I rarely challenge Vince Vigneri because he...
The podcast is not over yet.
He does not step down from a challenge. All right, so we are going to start with Vince talking about drinking and BNI meetings. So Vince, take it away.
Well, so the blunt reality is it's not part of our meeting, but we know it occurs. And, you know, I think if you look back, you did eloquently actually point out that I've been around BNI a long time. Years ago, and I'm going back probably close to 20 years, there were the first chapters coming about that were meeting over lunch here in our local Omaha area. And it was common... And at that time, I was a member. It was common for people to have a glass of wine with lunch. Now, full disclosure, I did not partake in that, mainly because I had clients to go back and meet with in the afternoon. But there were other people that may not have had clients, and that was their choice. And at the end of the day, it truly was their choice. But when you think about BNI and you think about the structure of BNI, we're always talking about things as an example. We've had chapters through the years that have needed to take a break, a coffee break, whatever break they needed to take. And we've broken them, pardon the pun, of that by getting them back on the agenda that's been proven over now 35 plus years and literally all over the world to be beneficial. And the fact of the matter is, there's not a break in there. And just like there's not a break in there, there's not food in our agenda, which then therefore takes it to the next level. There's not drinking in our agenda. Now, when I say not drinking, you know, water, bringing your water bottle, having a glass of water, that's different. We're talking about, as we've again pointed out today, we're talking about partaking in alcoholic beverages during your meeting. And really, that's not the place. And if I can go back to what you said at the very beginning, Brandon, perception is reality. People see you at your BNI meeting as an extension of your business, something you're doing with and for your business. And I know for some people, they will answer this in not the way I intend it. But do you drink daily at your business? For most people, the answer is probably no. They drink at home if they're going to drink, and they don't drink daily in most cases. So why at your meeting? Why do you feel that it's a necessity? And again, I'm going to go back 20 years over lunch. I asked people, why? Why do you have a glass of wine? And the answer? It calms me down. It helps me with the presentation that I'm about to give. It was an opportunity to calm them down. Agree or disagree, I'm in the, I guess, tribe of there isn't alcohol at BNI meetings, just like there's not a break at BNI meetings, just like food isn't part of the BNI meeting. So I would lump all those things together.
Okay, well, see, well, there's a thing here that I just kind of want to throw out. If somebody's having a drink or thinking they need that drink to calm down or something like that to get their nerves in a good place to make that weekly presentation or feature presentation, quite honestly, that just tells me you haven't practiced enough. So practice that. That will take down that need for you to have that drink or anything like that.
I'm going to jump in with Ivan Meisner, quote, culture eats strategy for breakfast, right? Because you talked about the agenda, where it fits in, right, and all of that. And full disclosure, we have a few chapters that in their culture, they are a happy hour chapter.
Correct.
But they are very committed to the agenda.
Absolutely.
They have a very strong BNI culture, and they understand what is okay and what is not okay when it comes to drinking. The afternoon, though, there was a chapter and there was an electrician, and the electrician was more the apprentice than the owner. And I had a couple substitutes in that chapter come up to me very concerned. He had three margaritas during his afternoon chapter, and then he was going to go back to work. For me, perception's reality, culture, whatever it is, I don't think that reflects well on the business or that person's personal choices.
We're going to go into it a little bit more about networking events and even just social aspects of consuming alcoholic beverages. People see you.
Mm-hmm.
People see you when you, frankly, least expect them to see you. And they make judgments about you, about your business. And BNI is about your business. So I think I've got to go back to the, it's not part of our agenda.
I like that. So networking events then, right on the lines with, you are reflecting your business. And the whole point of a networking event is to get exposure for your business. And exposure can be positive or negative. A lot of the events that I go to, alcohol is offered. There was a trade show I worked, and one of the roofing companies had a alcoholic beverage that had a similar name. So they were giving them out for free because that was kind of their promotion, if you will, right? And I had one, I'm not going to lie, but it's that person that they see at the table come by like six or seven times to get the sixth or seventh one, or they're taking them two at a time. That's when I feel at a networking networking event, you're reflecting your business in a negative manner. Now, if one, I get it. Actually, I was at a networking event where they were giving out free samples of margarita, but they were tiny, tiny glasses.
It was like a shot of a margarita.
Exactly. It was a sample. So yeah, I get that.
Ray, let's go back to this trade show. Do you remember getting an invite to come check it? just saying. But you know, to your point, Brandon, when you think about one or two versus six or seven, going back time and time again, these are opportunities where the group, the entity that's putting it on, also has to take some responsibility. And while she's not here with us in the studio, many of you know Chris is a former human resources director for a large company, and oftentimes, she was affectionately known as a fun sponge, as a human resources director. Now, I know you guys are going to find that a little ironic.
That's not an uncommon reputation for someone in that position.
Exactly.
That's true.
Well, part of it was because events, and these are social events, and I know you're going to kind of get into that, Ray, but social events would have drinking at them. And so if it was a social event that was put on by the company, she was sure to make sure it was a two drink maximum or a two drink tickets included. Now, what people do, what people purchase, none of us can stop them from doing that.
But that's their choice.
Correct. So again, when you think about going back time and time and time again, over and over for that free, you know, taster, that free whatever.
Right.
There's a line and you can't cross it.
And that brings to question what your focus is when you go to any of these events. If it's your BNI meeting or if it's a networking event, if you're going there and you're picking up the free sample again and again and again, or you're getting those third, fourth, fifth drinks after your two drink ticket or something along those lines, what is your focus at this event? Are you there to drink or are you there to meet, to network, to socialize? And that should really be the point. You are there for a business concern. You're there representing your business. Therefore, that should be your focus. A little distraction happens. I understand that. If somebody offers me that free sample, I'm going to be very inclined and to grab that. But it's not going to change my focus for what I'm there for. And that's the danger of really actually kind of taking more than the minimum offer, if you will.
You know, you think about what you just pointed out. You took the words right out of my mouth. What Brandon and I have talked about so far are opportunities that you have, your BNI meeting, networking events, to showcase your business. And that really goes back to the B in BNI. And I say that a lot. The B in BNI is your business. Those aren't social opportunities that you're about to talk about, Ray. Now, those are different, but you can still be seen in a business light at those social opportunities. But social opportunities are not always business opportunities.
Well, exactly. But sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. And it's really a matter of, again, coming back to perception is reality. We've all known the people that do this. I am equally guilty of it. After work, you're done for the day. You're going to go out and you're going to socialize with your coworkers, right? Mm-hmm. We'll go meet up at the bar after work or something like that. Well, while you're there, you're making an impression on the other people that are at that location, especially if you're wearing, like we are right now, branded apparel that says, hey, here's where I work. Here's what I do. Here's what I am. If you're wearing that BNI name tag still all day that you wore at the networking event, and you're sitting down somewhere else and you're overindulging, these are the impressions that people will have of you as a person and as a professional because you're wearing that gear, because you're talking about what it is you do. If you're there and you think the drinks are making you more witty and charming, and maybe they're not, they're making you a little bit more obnoxious, then maybe that's going to hurt you somewhere down the line. You don't know who that other person is in that room when it comes down to it. You don't know if there's somebody there that you might eventually need to work with, or that professional connection down the line. Somebody will get the idea that maybe this guy isn't on the most up and up because of the way he acted that one time wearing that one shirt for that one business at that one occasion. So even going out socially, you kind of have to be aware if you're representing your business at some level while you're doing that, people are going to perceive that as your business, whether you want them to or not. So you have to be careful. It
goes back to, we all have a personal brand. We do. We carry around our personal brand everywhere we go. Whether that is directly related to our business or not, we have a personal brand. It's who we are. Years and years ago, I attended a lot of hockey games, and I went with a couple of my buddies, and it was our night out, our release, our fun time. And you bring up a good point. You think you're being witty. You know, you're at a hockey game. You're into it. It's a little bit,
Intense.
Intense, that's a good word. And you get into it, and all of a sudden, the three of us are leading maybe not the most appropriate cheers and things.
Not the most positive and supportive encouragement you could give.
Exactly. Thank you. And I had somebody say to me, you know, I know you're having fun, and that's great, and I'm not going to tell you not to have fun, but remember, somebody's always watching. Somebody's seeing you that you have no idea who they are yet, when your path is going to cross them, or if your client is sitting across the arena. And that was a real eye-opener to me to, I'll say, settle down a bit. Maybe some would say grow up a bit. I mean, this was many years ago. And so you really bring that into focus for me, because that is something that I did learn from and experience, and that was definitely a social opportunity.
And the thing is, half the time, though, when that happens, you were fortunate enough that somebody pointed it out to you. Most of the time, you're not going to know.
That's true.
So when it comes to your meeting, when it comes to a networking event, when it comes to, I mean, even sporting events and being social, I'm going to go back to the swearing podcast. You don't know who's in your audience. Perception being reality, and your perception of yourself after a couple, even though you think you're okay, that may come off to somebody in a negative. And then finalizing with, we all have our own personal brand. And if you are representing your business, or if you are a representation of your business, choose wisely. And I'm not saying don't have a drink. I don't think any of us have said don't have a drink, but choose wisely on the situation and if it's really necessary, because with perception being reality, it may affect your business in a way you did not know. Sound good, guys?
I can live with that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, please like, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
Yeah. Now get your green on, Brandon.
I'll go put some green on. I'll dye my hair green just for you today.
Thanks.
And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.